mission. It would be quite tragic to see a great organization like UNHCR lose so many experienced colleagues with priceless knowledge that was always used to guide the development of the next generation. The implementation of the High Commissioner's special measures mentioned earlier will reduce the problem to some extent, but only if we have the full cooperation and accountability of all managers. We need to realize it is no longer business as usual in HR management. As the Global Staff Council has been reiterating in the past, there is a pressing need for a workforce strategy that takes into account the skills and profiles of the existing workforce and the future needs of the organization, and to include the opportunities for reskilling of the staff where required. The Deloitte report on decentralization and regionalization goes in that direction, as they recommend strengthening workforce planning based on a comprehensive skills mapping exercise and establishing a learning strategy. Quoting from the report, "The lack of a well-defined workforce strategy and a comprehensive organization-wide needs and skills mapping has resulted in a limited understanding of what is needed or to the extent to which D&R goals have been reached. The Global Staff Council agrees with this finding and hopes that it can be urgently operationalized. We are glad that the High Commissioner has been very open to discussions with the Global Staff Council and has supported some of the recommendations from the workforce to tackle this very serious situation. Ongoing measures to respond to these critical staffing challenges need to be strengthened with short-term actions and transparent, forward-looking, and evidence-based policies and strategies that will bring out the best of our dedicated and experienced colleagues and enable them to continue to work to protect the people we serve with a sense of stability and security. On another important subject, we are pleased that HR has been at the forefront of tackling sexual misconduct, for which there is and should be zero tolerance. We wish that the same level of attention would be given to tackling abuse of power, which at times appears to be tolerated in the name of perceived operational successes.
Everything is excused in the name of efficiency.
This includes reports of bullying, harassment, and discrimination, for which the Global Staff Council has observed solutions are seldom found. We hope that fighting this plague features high on the agenda of senior management in the near future, as these examples of moral abuse create a toxic environment which is responsible for many extended sick leaves and burnout, and the reason behind various health issues suffered by colleagues. As the Deputy High Commissioner noted in her remarks yesterday, the colleagues must be supported to feel well psychologically and physically so that they in turn may help others and deliver assistance and protection to those who need it the most. I hope I quoted you well, Deputy High Commissioner. Thank you. As a result of the above, exacerbated by the existing risk of retaliation, the fear of speaking up has jumped fourfold. Despite all efforts by senior management to encourage a speak-up culture, we have regressed. The Global Staff Council noted that retaliation often occurs through the discontinuation of positions of the colleagues who dare to complain or raise concerns, with such decisions difficult to contest as long as they are portrayed as justified by operational needs. In conclusion, the Global Staff Council urges the organization to spare no efforts into resolving the current staffing crisis and to reinforce its commitment towards a more constructive culture, including through opportunities for strengthened diversity and inclusion, building on the DEI framework that was just adopted. Distinguished chair and delegates, our unique mandate can only be implemented by our experienced and dedicated staff who stay and deliver assistance and protection in some of the most challenging contexts and locations in the world. In fact, what connects all UNHCR staff members is their unconditional love and dedication for the organization's mission and mandate. Our colleagues need and deserve your continued mobilization and support, as staff being the main asset should not be empty words. Beyond this, for the unyielding commitment and countless personal sacrifice that they do in the name of the mission, they all deserve to be loved in return. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. I now open the floor for your comments and your questions. Oh, I am informed, I couldn't see it, but I'm informed that Canada has raised its flag. So Canada, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair, High Commissioner and Deputy High Commissioner, Excellencies, Refugee Advisors, and Distinguished Delegates. This statement relates to items 4B, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Canada values its long-standing partnership with UNHCR and the work of its staff. We support the agency's efforts towards strengthening transparency and